Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because you guys asked for this. Oh, I love it when you go down to the beach, but I love it because the tide's out and we're at Moss Point. So, you guys, the layoffs are just about to begin. You're going to see so much happen in the economy, and there's breaking news and all this stuff right now. So, please like the video. Please subscribe to the channel. We have a new sponsor, New Era Debt Solutions, which I will talk about in a bit. But let's get right into it. First thing, this is kind of big news because you're about to see gas prices go up, and it's going to be because of California. Now, think about this. When I say the name of this company, you're going to go, really? They're huge. One of the largest oil refineries here in California has decided they've had enough. Gavin Newsom, there's a new law that he just signed into effect that's going to be environmental and take effect, you know, very shortly. And the company says we're sick of it. And that is Phillips 66. They are going to close down an entire refinery and shut down. 6% of the refinery capacity in California is done by this one location. So you can sit there and say, that's only 6%. It's a huge percentage, guys. I want you to think about this. Phillips 66 is located in a city called Wilmington. Now you've got, you know, Orange County, then you've got Long Beach, then you've got Torrance, and then, or you got Long Beach, Wilmington, then Torrance and Carson. It's right there. It's up against the water, but the refinery, think about this, 650-acre refinery. And what the company's going to do right now is they're going to try to figure out what they're going to do with that land. I'm telling you what they're going to do with that land. Nothing. They're not going to be able to do a thing with that land. And the reason for that is, what do you do with land and ocean property that's been just doused with oil? I am telling you guys, when you go to Wilmington, California, it smells like oil. It smells like, you know, somebody's working on their car. And I have seen something that the first time you see it when you're a kid, driving down the freeway, the 405 freeway, they have these stacks that they let gas out of. And when the gas gets too hot, they light it on fire. So you can have flames that are 60 feet in the air, and they're just blowing flames out of it. And it's really makes you think, wow, what's burning right now when you see this? But that's what's going on from the refinery. They're fed up with Gavin Newsom. They're fed up with California. But this is going to dramatically make the price of gas go through the roof. They have 600 employees there, plus another 400 contractors. So people that are not in the payroll, but interact with that company on a weekly basis that go through that place. So with that being said, this is a huge problem. And the companies, hey, what do we do with this, you know, this fantastic real estate? I am telling you this right now. You can't do anything with that. They're not going to be able to build homes on it. You're going to have, you know, a cancer cluster beyond any cancer cluster you've ever seen in your life by putting anything there. Yeah, maybe you can put some industrial property there. Who knows, guys? Who knows? But once again, the state of California struck again, and the environmentalists have struck again and made it so that we're going to restrict oil production. We're going to restrict and make it difficult for them to produce gas. Now, here's the thing about this. This place is 30 miles from here, okay? Our gas is more expensive because of our federal taxes, but also, even though we make the gasoline here, it's more expensive. Plus, we have a new tax that's going to go into effect in January, another 46 cents a gallon for California. Isn't that great? This is Moss Point. See how cool this is when the tide goes out? And I'll get a better shot of this. But see this? It's not moss. It's grass. I had some marine biologist, right? Yes, you don't understand what that is and what the plankton does. And okay. Looks pretty. Now, in addition to that, you've got a company called Forest River. Forest River is a manufacturer of motorhomes, coaches, and things like that. We're done with California, okay? 400 more people. that are losing their jobs. The manufacturing facility is in a place called Hemet, California, and in Rialto. I think Hemet's in Riverside and Rialto's in San Bernardino County. And they're done. We're going to leave. But don't worry, we're going to maintain our dealerships and we're going to service them. Guys, this is the end of this. This is the problem with this, is that you haven't seen anything yet. We've talked about Walgreens closing, restaurants closing, everybody closing right now. And this is just the beginning of this. So you cannot have this continue like this. And again, what do the manufacturer of a motorhome company say the reason is? All the regulations here in California. California is the worst state to be, to manufacture anything in. So terrible, guys. You know, absolutely terrible. Bay Area, this is my insurance company too. You know, this is open enroll, enrollment time right now for insurance, health insurance, and takes effect, I believe, I think it's the 15th or it's November 1st. Don't get me wrong. Every time I talk about insurance, all the insurance salesmen correct me. But the idea with this is that Blue Shield, who is my insurance company, they're right now going to close down a San Francisco location, and you're going to see about 50 people lose their job. So again, guys, when does it end? And Dave sent me this story, which is great. PPG, the paint company, 1,800 people are going to lose their job. They're going to close down their manufacturing facilities and get rid of this. Guys, it's too much right now. You sit there and I get people that write me and go, man, is it just negative on your channel? This is the realism, man. This is life. This is getting yourself ready for this, because what you're seeing is that, you know, you talk about gold. Oh, don't talk about people buying gold when people are broke. Okay, gold just hit a record high again yesterday. So you should have some, guys. You should have silver too. When gold shoots up, silver does even better. And silver is 30 bucks an ounce. And I talk to a lot of people that buy and sell this stuff all the time. And one thing that they constantly tell me is, look at this guy. This guy wants a friend. So they constantly tell me how they get more people into silver right now than anything else. But a paint company, think about this. The home improvement divisions of all these different companies, Lowe's, True Value, Home Depot, everybody's having such a problem with this right now. It's one happy dog. So with this, but this is cool. When the tide's out like this, it's really nice because there's a lot more beach out here than normal. So anyways, just the layoff era is here. And again, I'm not trying to make light of it, but I have people and that I talk to on a daily basis, and people reach out to me. Every industry, name an industry doing well. Name an industry that's not susceptible to a downturn right now. Lawyers, okay? That's the one I can think of right now. But let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about this so far. And again, you're going to see these manufacturing places go out of business. You're going to see regulations kill things. You're going to see insurance kill things. You're going to see companies that are not going to be able to afford health insurance anymore. It's sorry, can't do it. But I have so many people that have written me in the last day that have said, wow, my family of four spends, you know, $15,000 a year in insurance. It is outrageous, guys. Everything's out of control. Let me know what you think so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, New Era Debt Solutions. You know, so many of you have written me and said, listen, Dan, I'm having a really difficult time and I'm in debt. I can't get out of debt. Well, what we've come up with, there's a great company called New Era Debt Solutions. And what they will do is they will negotiate your debt with one simple payment a month. Now, if you have over $5,000 in debt, don't file bankruptcy. Have this company reach out to your creditors and they will negotiate on your behalf and they will get you one simple payment to where you could be debt-free in as simple as 1 year, okay? Generally, it takes 2 to 2.5 years to pay off your debts, but they've got a great program. If you go to No Debt with Dan, nodebtwithdan.com, they will show you how simple this is. Fill out the forms, answer the questions, and they'll take care of everything for you and give you some serious peace of mind. Go to nodebtwithdan.com. Audio. Hey, it must be an election year because we're getting numbers that are complete shenanigans. Think about what I'm going to tell you, because if this is the case, the world is all right. Just had all those layoffs I mentioned, and now we're hearing that retail sales are through the roof right now, okay? Up almost 0.9%. They thought they were going to be up 0.4%. They're almost up 9%. 0.9%, pardon me. Now, huge, guys, stellar. But what you also have is you have new unemployment claims dipped a little bit, went down 9,000, but continuing claims where people don't have jobs went up almost 20,000. Oh, wait a second. So people are staying unemployed longer. Yes. But don't worry, everybody's shopping at the retail level, which they are not. Great story below, talking about how so many people are using online shopping when it comes to food. And the article dipped into, you know, when you use online shopping, you really don't get the nutritional value and you don't get to find out exactly what's in everything. I think people use it for, you know, for the ease and the, you know, the convenience. I don't think that they use it to sit there and go, oh, how many calories are in that cheeseburger you're gonna deliver to the front door of my house? Okay? So, with that being said, they say about 40% of the time you don't get the nutritional value of everything because people are also, on average, not buying the most nutritious stuff when they shop online through those services. You know, it's funny. Meta, Facebook, okay, they had a deal with DoorDash where they would give a $25 credit for employees. And this was, again, designed for employees that were working late, staying after hours, and they found out that people were abusing it because with DoorDash or with those delivery services, man, oh man, there's stuff you can get. You can get, you know, bedspreads, sheets, wine glasses delivered, toothpaste, everything, okay? And people use $25 credits. And what you have with Meta is they have so many offices and they follow the Google principle where they make sure everybody can eat and there's food all the time. Well, if you don't have that, you can use DoorDash and use that $25 credit, but it's designed to get a cheeseburger at 11 o'clock at night and not have them deliver you wine glasses. So there's that. So again, they're not going to be able to, if these numbers hold up and they're true, which you know they're going to be revised down and, oh, we made a mistake, they weren't up 0.9%. They're not. Again, the election year. But do you guys believe that? Who believes any of this stuff right now? You know, when you get numbers like that and you hear about everybody losing their jobs, well, everybody's out spending money, Dan. That's what they're doing. No, people don't have the money to spend. Credit card bills, which everybody hates this one, are continuing to rise because people are in debt and they're not living their best life to, you know, eat at home. People are eating at home out of desperation. People are eating at home to save money. The people that write me, and again, it happens all the time right now, people are writing me and telling me, oh, Dan, I can make this meal for $6 that people are spending $30 on. And I believe that, but people like the convenience. People like to go out. People like to be amongst other people. And some people don't have the time to cook. You know, it's your choice on that. But people are fed up with this. And if you know that you're having financial difficulties, cut back. Cut back right now. I'm telling you, it's nothing's better than having money in the bank and knowing you don't have to spend it. That's great. So let us all know what you think about this stuff. Do you believe the retail numbers that they're so stellar? You know, Bank of Europe lowers interest rates and it's not that big of news. It wasn't groundbreaking like everybody thought. Right now, the world is on a holding pattern right now. This election is going to have a lot of impact on everything financially right now. And for those of you that were, you know, at the Bob Kudla seminar, one thing he said online that was fantastic was he talked about which candidate would be better. One of us is going to have a rip-roaring time. One of them is going to turn us into Venezuela. You, let me know who you think that is, okay? So, share your thoughts on that. Audio. We all have to be leery about scams right now. Tom is a subscriber who wrote me about, we'll just say, a distant family member to him who keeps getting scammed, romance scams. Hey, go take $800 out of your account and go to Circle K, where they have a Bitcoin machine, and buy Bitcoin from the Circle K machine. No. Okay? She kept being convinced that, again, she was going to meet a man who worked in an oil rig and all these different romance scams. Finally, her bank said, we're not going to give you the money. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go meet this guy and give him this $800. No. So the bank finally stepped in. Her sister finally stepped in. But they're convinced, she's convinced that there's this romance out there with this guy. And I'm sorry that people are that desperate. I really, really am. But look out for people. In the city of Huntington Beach, there is a bike shop that had, you know, e-bikes, the electric bikes stolen, and they had the sense to put, you know, air tags on the bikes. And sure enough, people call the cops and they catch the thieves riding the bikes, okay? That's brilliant. We should all do that. The funny thing about the story, and you can read it below, is that as the cops were getting the bike back, they saw a guy carrying merchandise out of another store. Hey, pardon me, can we talk to you and ask you some questions? Again, I love when the cops get these people. It's nice. There's not enough of that right now. And just a matter of time until people are totally fed up with this. But do yourself a favor. Have air tags. Get cameras in your house. There's so many inexpensive camera systems that you can get that don't cost a lot of money that can protect your property, can protect your everything that you have. As people get, you know, more and more financially, you know, spread out and they don't have the money, they give up things like renter's insurance, which you shouldn't. You should have that in case you get robbed or there's a fire or flood or anything like that. You should protect yourself. And it's incredibly inexpensive to get that. So, you know, you haven't seen anything yet, guys. You haven't seen anything yet. But I love it when these criminals get caught. And here in Orange County, California, when they catch these people, man, they prosecute these people. So it's great. Audio. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And the first one is Olive Garden. Olive Garden has got their soup and salad all you can eat back. And what they're seeing is that the servers that serve this, they're starting to give people shame. That's all you're going to get? Nothing else? You don't want any pasta? You don't want to order anything else? And they shame people. So great story below about this. But again, that's what I want. Give me a water too, you know that? So I wanna build the checkup so I get a bigger tip. Once again, if you had sense and you churned the table faster, you'd make more money. Oh, that sounds like work, okay? But again, I get a kick out of people, the rudeness at the weirdest things, and that's what we're seeing right now. You have somebody coming to a restaurant right now, and I just talked about everybody getting laid off and nobody having any money and people actually going to Olive Garden and spending money, okay? I gotta do this soon just because I just wanna see how it is. And I hear that there's add-ons and things like that now, so it'll be interesting. But if you've tried it, let us know. And the final thing is there's an app now that takes 3D pictures of your body. and can tell you what you would look like once you lose weight. And I thought, wow, that's pretty motivating. I would think that if somebody saw this and they would say, oh, wow, if I dropped 20 pounds and my stomach dropped off, I would look like this. I would think things like this are good. This is one of the good things with AI. And kind of a bonus thing, you know what's wild is you've got companies like Microsoft and Google and even Meta that it costs so much to run AI programs. It's more expensive than running a Bitcoin mine because you've got to constantly churn the intelligence and have it grow, that it costs a fortune. Google is looking at having its own nuclear reactor. Oh, nuclear is bad, Dan. You got, I want to protest that. Let's get Jackson Brown out and have him talk about that. By the way, the worst concert I've ever been to in my life was a Jackson Brown concert where all he did was preach to us for 2 hours on everything and then finally sang three songs that we knew of. And, I mean, I'm telling you guys, I've told this story to my friends. I can't even sing the song. I sing the songs that he made up that night that were insane, okay? So, anyways. So let's hope he's just losing it and getting old and doing a Joe Biden, okay? Anyways, hope you're well. Hope you guys like this place. It looks really different when there's the tides out like this, okay? It's a beautiful spot. My email is hello@iallegedly.com. We have a private channel that is uncensored. We talk about stuff that you just can't talk other places. It's kind of fun, a lot of fun. Called I Allegedly Live. You go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for that. I will see you guys very soon. Onward and upward. Let me know what you want to see. Let me know if you want me back at a place like this. Because when the tide is lower like this, this time of the year, in winter from fall on, it's beautiful down here. Okay? I'll see you soon.